was a very lonely town in many ways. When I tried to get graduate students interested, many of them would say, well, look, you may be right and you may be wrong, but if I work in supergravity, I'm not going to find a job.
What made the experience of the supergravity guys so galling was that their theory wasn't so very different from string theory to begin with. In fact, the main disagreement between them was a point of detail which, to outsiders, could seem like nitpicking. It was about the number of dimensions in the universe. We normally think of ourselves as living in a three-dimensional world. We can move in three ways: left or right, up or down, and forwards and backwards. But physics liked adding extra dimensions. Einstein suggested time should be a fourth dimension. Then someone suggested a fifth spatial dimension, and then a sixth. The numbers just kept growing. The extra dimensions were spaces in the universe which we could never perceive. Most were microscopically small, but scientists believed they were really there. String theory had been convinced there were, in total, exactly 10 dimensions.
Now, if you have a little oscillating string, it has to have enough room to oscillate properly. And when one works this out mathematically, you find it just got a very clear answer. It had to be in 10-dimensional space.
10 dimensions,
9 spatial dimensions, and 1 time.
Supergravity, though, had been convinced there were exactly 11 dimensions.